them and us worried about socialism? The chief executive of the USA's biggest bank, J.P. Morgan, has attacked socialism. Jamie Dimon was paid $31 million in 2018. Forbes magazine estimates his wealth at $1.3 billion. Dimon doesn't mind bank bailouts, socialism for the rich. J.P. Morgan got $25 billion during the 2008 financial crash. Fellow billionaire A. Dalio is worried about capitalism's wealth inequality. He described it as an existential risk for the U.S. No wonder they're worried about socialism. Bills, bills and more bills. The cost of UK benefits, not including pensioners, is £100 billion. Most of this is spent on in-work benefits. The government tried to save £1.2 billion forcing people who couldn't work off benefits. The former chair of the Work and Pensions Committee, a wheelchair user, said the Tories were tightening these descriptors to make sure fewer people get the benefit. However, the National Audit Office say the government has failed to lower the number of disabled people out of work. Meanwhile, for 10 million workers in the UK, the cost of contributing to their auto-enrolled pensions is increasing. And if you can't afford the rise, the bosses will stop paying in too. Council tax, prescription charges, TV license, gas, electricity, and water bills are also going up. The cost of living hikes should be immediately frozen. And we need a trade union struggle for wages and benefits that genuinely reflect the cost of living, starting with a £10 an hour minimum wage and a 50% rise in the state pension. The utility giants should be nationalized with workers' control. And let's open the books to see what these companies can really afford. No money for art courses, but plenty for art pieces. Cambridge University leads the way as the university that spends the most on works of art, £1.6 million in 2018. But, in February, the elitist club of top universities, the Russell Group, were pleading poverty and promising cuts to arts courses if tuition fees were lowered. The Socialist Party fights for free, publicly funded education for all. This should include full funding for arts and humanities, and access to such courses for working class young people, not just sons and daughters of the rich. See top unis threaten, cuts if tuition fees fall. Agency austerity. Local councils are pursuing austerity, privatization, and in 2017 to 2018 gave £335 million to private companies for agency social workers. The Socialist Party says councils should refuse to pass on Tory cuts, pass no cuts budgets, and bring privatized and agency workers back in-house.